You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price, 1320 WILS. Really pleased to have my next guest on the line with us. He is the new Michigan Supreme Court Justice Designate, Brian Zara. Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. You've had a very exciting day.
It has been unbelievable.
Tell me how the day started or how long have you known this day was coming for you?
I knew Friday evening. And it was quite exciting, and I tried to get everything together. I was told we'd do a press conference at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I wanted to bring my wife and two children. I have a 6- and a 9-year-old. And it was something to get them all together. We went up to Lansing last night and stayed at the Radisson, but just getting the whole family together and over there was a little bit challenging, but very exciting.
Oh, very exciting indeed. I was glancing earlier today at an article in the Detroit News, and I love this. Of course, Governor Rick Snyder, who appointed you, campaigned as one tough nerd, and he was quoted as saying that Zara is a self-described law geek. Is that accurate?
That's true. That was a product of my 2006 campaign, and at the time I was interviewing with the Free Press, they asked me to describe myself, and I said, well, you know, I'm a law geek. I actually love reading statutes and insurance policies and trying to figure out how they all piece together, and to me, it's like putting a puzzle together at times, and I love it.
Well, we're lucky to have you.
I know that's geeky.
That is, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing in these circumstances. You're up from Northville Township, and certainly you're no stranger to the bench. Do you mind giving us a little of your pedigree?
Sure. I started my practice of law with the Dickinson Wright Law Firm out of their Detroit office, and in 1994, December of 93, January 94, I was appointed to the Wayne County Circuit Bench. There I served for 4 years, 3 years in the Civil Division, and 1 year in the criminal division at the Frank Murphy Hall of Justice. And then when Justice Corrigan was elected to the Michigan Supreme Court, I was appointed to fill her vacancy on the Michigan Court of Appeals in 1999, and I've been there since.
Aha. And now you're following that again. Your appointment, of course, comes on the heels of Governor Snyder of putting Maura Corrigan in charge of the Department of Human Services. Your appointment goes into effect on Friday, is that correct?
Friday at noon, that's right.
Friday at noon. What do you think will be your challenges, your biggest challenges on the Supreme Court?
Well, in my years of practice, in private practice, and as a judge in the trial and the Court of Appeals, I was someone who, as I said earlier this morning, consumed the opinions of the Michigan Supreme Court. And I came to appreciate those opinions that were logical, understandable, on the shorter side, and of sound legal reasoning. And by and large, that's what we get out of the Supreme Court, but there are times where the opinions are, in my view, really lengthy, and there's fractured opinions where everybody wants to add a little bit more. And I think great value is provided if we can get consensus opinions out of the court. It doesn't have to always be 7-0, even if it's 4-3. 4-3 is better than 3-3-1 or 2-2-2-1 and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Also in the Detroit News article, you talked about following Corrigan's tradition, that you intended to follow her tradition of following the rule of law and respecting the principles of limited government.
Yeah,
if you want to expand on that a little.
Sure. When I say rule of law, to me, that is a description of a judge who just doesn't deem the laws whatever you happen to feel at that moment. It's not, you know, this isn't a monarchy. We're not kings. We are there to apply the rule of law, whether that law comes from the common law, that's judge-made law in areas where the legislature hasn't spoken, or legislative law where they've passed the law through the legislative process at Lansing and it's been signed by the governor, or constitutional law, whether it be state or federal. The first priority of a judge is to search for the law and apply that rule of law. And when I say respect the principles of limited government, I understand that the job of making the law outside of the common law, the job of making the law rests with the legislature and the governor when they sign that law. the judges are to interpret the law. And that's the formula I followed in my years on the bench, and that's what I intend to do at the Supreme Court.
Was this, and please forgive me, was this on your bucket list? Is this where you were hoping to go, sir? Or did you see this coming in your future?
At what point? You know, I started my legal career before the Dickinson Wright firm. I started my career clerking for a federal district judge. I love that job. I love the job of clerking, and I thought it'd be great to be a federal district judge. That's a trial judge at the federal level. And when I was in the Wayne Circuit Court on the trial bench, I truly loved that. I didn't expect to end up in the Court of Appeals. It happened, and it took me a while to adjust to that job because in the trial court, as every day goes, you get a sense of appreciation. You've done things for people that come into the courtroom. Or in the Court of Appeals, you're reading and writing and reading and writing and then finally issuing an opinion. So it took me a long time to get used to the Court of Appeals. But now I feel that's really where I want to end up. I mean, I love what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, all the best to you and your family. Congratulations. And we'll be following and hope to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Brian Zara, the Michigan Supreme Court Justice Designate as of today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after the